Brett Hayes is an associate professor of political science at Union College. He's one of our favorite people in the universe. He's got a PhD in government and politics from the University of Maryland, and he knows about American political development, constitutional politics, and American institutions. Okay, so how did Obama do in his State of the Union address?
Well, it probably depends on what you're looking for in a State of the Union address, right? The presidents generally use the State of the Union as kind of a central component to their legislative power. And if you're thinking about it in this way, they try to do two things, right? They initiate proposals for legislative action and they raise public awareness of certain national issues. So if you think about the first one, kind of initiating proposals, you know, the speech was almost completely devoid of concrete proposals. I mean, he did talk a little bit about policy here and there, but it was very much on the surface.
A war on cancer, for example, yeah. Joe Biden in charge of that. And he, you know, people, even Republicans who oppose him on almost anything, could hardly say, no, we're not declaring war on cancer.
Well, not at that moment. We'll see about the funding as that becomes an issue. But if we're thinking about kind of, you know, the latter of that I mentioned, kind of raising public awareness on national issues, I mean, I think that on that, it was actually rather heavy, so long as you consider kind of a false narrative on national issues, you know, to be an issue in and of itself, right? That Obama clearly used the State of the Union to take on the narrative of the right, right? That, I mean, you can kind of just, if you want to shrink that narrative down to kind of Trump's slogan, right? The make America great again, Obama had a response, had a rebuttal that America is great, and he kind of detailed why conditions are good and improving. But then he also kind of implored a better politics, right? That not only is the country great, but we need to have a politics that reflects that greatness, right? We need to have more serious politicians and more serious policy proposals, and clearly he's pointing to the right here. So you know, in that sense, it was good. I mean, I do think that it felt very much to me like almost a kind of a campaign type speech, which is interesting. It's often when Obama's at his best, right? Rhetorically, in terms of engagement and excitement, this was very much campaign Obama. You know, he seemed as if he was almost campaigning for his legacy. Right, where he is obviously not facing another election, and yet we do very much have kind of a contested legacy for Obama, and he was I think very much in the kind of mode of defending what he has done and attempting to move the country in a direction that would in some ways bolster what he perceives as his legacy.
So when you look at the totality of the talk, you know, CNN had this interesting thing where they had three lines going. The Democratic line was on top. This is what people were saying they thought about the speech. He did very well. In fact, his whole speech was regarded publicly as being his best effort. The second line was the independents, and they were under the Democratic line, but they were pretty good. They liked him. The third line, of course, was the Republican line. They didn't like him, not so much as we say. So have we reached a point in our politics? I guess this is the question for you as a profound thinker, and you are, about these issues. Have we reached the point that the jug is broken and there's really no putting it back together again?
It certainly seems that way. I don't like sounding so pessimistic, but you know, CNN may have had a nifty little graphic, but you know, you could just look in the hall. And I mean, Republicans stood and applauded, I think, like once, maybe twice. It was really unusual how stoic they were. And, you know, the opposition is, you know, always less enthusiastic. But, you know, short of things like the excellence of the American military, there was almost no moment of applause that was bipartisan.
Well, Brad Hayes, we did see the speaker standing up, sitting down behind him, and it looked to me like he was scared to death that he was going to show any emotion or anything at all because the Tea Partiers or others might have been grading him.
Well, I'm sure there was attention on him, as there often is on the speaker. But I mean, you know, it just seemed as if the Republicans were going to, in some ways, you know, in a very kind of visual way, back up their approach to the Obama administration, which was to be in opposition, and opposition, symbolically as well as in actuality.
When
you think about then, okay, is this the state of the country, right? We know that things are polarized. We know that the center of American politics is extremely thin, that things increasingly look like a barbell, if you will. And then if you try to think about kind of institutional ways of reforming that, they're very hard to envision, in part because the political deals that would need to happen to bring about institutional reform are so hard to reach, right? And that so much of about politics today is about winning the next election. It's very difficult to think about how our institutions and their current operations may be harming politics in the long run. If we're thinking about the next 2 years, it's really hard to think about the next 2 decades.
If you're a Brad Hayes political scientist, it's one thing. If you're a guy who's got to go into an election in a gerrymandered district, yeah, with 15% of the electorate showing up and they're all angry and they're all ticked off, you're not about to reach out to strengthen the institution as much as to survive.
Yeah, and I mean, I think in some ways that was what Obama was trying to get at, mm-hmm, right? That we need to have, in some ways, a popular uprising, but a kind of popular center uprising. Now, he didn't say that per se, but I think he was talking about kind of the need for moderation, for rationality in our politics, that we've seen less of as we have a kind of a polarized and highly divisive politics and political rhetoric. I think in some ways that's what he was trying to do, was to kind of push us towards the America that we aspire to be, even when in all practicality our politics do not reflect our aspirations.
Yeah. So final grade, Professor.
Final grade of the speech?
Yeah, no, the whole effort, you know.
Yeah.
A to Z, as they say in Europe.
Right. I mean, I think, it's a really good question. I haven't finalized my grade, I guess, in that there are some rather significant accomplishments in the Obama administration that I think history will judge kindly. But the degree to which there has been opposition and that has really thwarted getting much of anything done has been notable. And so it's been a very kind of difficult road for Obama, particularly in the last, 4 years. So my sense of the universe is that he's going to grade out somewhere in kind of the B range rather than kind of hitting that upper tier.
Yeah. I think I'd give him an A minus myself, but that's what makes professors different.
Right.
They always accuse me of being way too easy. So Brad Hayes, professor of political science, Union College, and a great favorite here at WAMC. When we come back, let's talk about the Supreme Court and unions.
Sounds great, Alan. Thanks.